we were much better in the second half. In the first half, our scrambles was good for them. Our double teams weren't very good. We didn't get a goaltender, and they made the pass to the post-up area and got good shots out of it. First half also, we didn't shoot the ball well because we took bad shots three or four different times, or probably four or five different times. We had somebody shoot the ball when their teammate had a better shot. So we talked about that at great length at halftime, about being more unselfish and getting a better shot and playing harder and doing a better job defensively. And I think we did a much better job defensively in the second half. Our traps helped us as opposed to helping them. In the first half, as I said, I think it helped them. But I thought James Michael was really efficient tonight. You look at 11-14, and that's something you love having, and 23 points, 10 rebounds. Nate was in the second half, 6 assists and 0 turnovers. I thought Marcus was more effective in the second half. But really, you shoot 63% in the second half because you're unselfish and you move yourself and you move the basketball. If you do those things, you're going to get better shots. And you know, at halftime, they had 11 offensive rebounds, and they only ended up with 16. So I think we did a much better job on the backboards as well. So it was a good night for us. Got some guys in the game, and my favorite play of the game was Wade. Wade had a chance to go down and lay it up, and he hadn't scored all year. Instead, he didn't hesitate. He just passed it to Isaiah, and Isaiah dunked it. That was my favorite play of the game.
Questions?
Anybody got anything?
I'll have reservations.
Heading
or what?
Into conference play, how do you feel about this group of freshmen, and if they're, you know, how prepared they are?
Well, you never know. I told them in the locker room, it's the level of intensity goes up about 10 levels, and you better be ready to go up with it, or just stay in the locker room. And that's what I just got finished telling them. It is a different level now, and the intensity, the level of play, the level of quickness, the level of strength, everything is so much higher now. And I think they've done a decent job of preparing. I think their teammates have helped them get ready, and we'll have to wait and see what it looks like when we get over there on Sunday and see.
What about just as a team overall, though, not just the freshmen, about where your team is going into conference play? How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, we it's strange because we really had two good practices before today's game. We didn't play like it in the first half, but I think this team understands that we've got to play better every day and work harder, and I think they're doing that. 10-3, you know, we'd like to be 13-0, there's no question. We had some really good wins and we had some tough losses, and so it's a time period that I think we've learned a great deal, and hopefully it'll help us once we get into play. No coach is ever going to say that they're satisfied with where they stand unless you're 13-0 and beating everybody by a million.
What went into start Kennedy?
Bryce started the last two games and didn't play well, and so I decided to give Kennedy a shot, and you know, Joel gets healthy. We might put Joel back in there. We could put Bryce in there. I'm not married to any individual starting.
Are you comfortable with Isaiah's development? He seems to be a little tentative on the offensive
end. You know, I'm not comfortable with it because I want everybody to be perfect, but I think he is progressing as we go along, and he's going to be a really, really good player. It's similar and somewhat to John Henson. We're trying to allow him to play out on the perimeter, and he's not really a perimeter player, but yet he might be before it's over. So long term, this might be something that's really good for him. Right now, he's not as comfortable, but I think we got him 12 minutes the last game and 17 this game, so hopefully we'll keep getting him some time and see if he can develop.
Coach, a little off topic, I wonder if you had any thoughts on Coach Orr's passing.
Johnny Orr, boys, you guys missed something if you didn't get to know him. I mean, he's one of the greatest guys I've ever coached against, one of the funniest guys, one of the most sincere guys when he cared about people. I think we've lost a guy that was great for coaches, was great for the Big 8 and the Big 12. I think he brought some excitement to Ames and Hilton Coliseum that was not there before. I loved him. He was a great mentor to me. He was a great friend, and I hate that it happened, and hope everything was peaceful and hope everything was okay with his family.
Coach, I was wondering if there's an update on Stillman White. Is he possibly coming back this season, or will we be next season?
You know, it's really all up in the air right now because he just got in from his mission. I think he has some kind of injury to his foot. We don't have a scholarship right now, and so we're trying to go through the motions ourselves to try to find out. We're going to have conversations with Stillman. Eric Coots has already had conversations with Stillman, but, you know, it's if you – and I'm not putting any, don't make this out, I'm cutting anything. If it's hard for you to be on a mission because you have an injury, it seems to me like it'd be fairly hard to play, be a basketball player. Okay, you know, and I don't know what all goes on with that. But We just had, I haven't had any conversations. Eric's had conversations. We've tried to find out and make sure that we're writing, saying that we don't have a scholarship for him because we don't. But we're going to look into it and see what's best for our program and best for Stillman. I love Stillman to death and feel that eventually he'll be back part of our basketball team. Whether it's not this year or not, I don't know yet.
Coach, 2013 coming to an end, is that a good thing? What's the times last year, the trying times you guys had times last year?
If it changes, you know, the last six, 7 months haven't been very pleasant for me. So if things change and they get pleasant, I love 2014 a lot better than I did the end of 2013. But, you know, life throws you some adversity and you got to handle it. You know, the New Year's never been a big deal with me. I mean, one year when I was assistant, the secretary asked me if I was going to go to any party or anything. I said, no. She said, you have any special thing planned? And I said, no. And she looked at me and said, do you realize what day it is? And I said, what are you talking about? And she says it was New Year's Eve. So with me, my grandson's fourth birthday is tomorrow, and I'm going to enjoy the Dickens out of that. And the team's going to enjoy the Dickens out of tomorrow because they don't have to look at me. It's an off day. And so it's going to be a wonderful start for 2014 for all my players.
Thanks, Coach. We'll get Coach Peterson in here. He's ready.
Oh, and let me say one thing, too. What Buzz Peterson's got is not an easy situation. Look at that schedule. 17 road games. 17 road games. And he's got to try to make enough money to help their program. So he's playing at Iowa, at Iowa State, at North Carolina. It's a tough situation to be in. Buzz Peterson can really coach. And I think his team was prepared tonight. As I said, you know, in the first half, all our scrambles was good for them. Wasn't good for us because he did a nice job. But that situation there, when you have to play all those guarantee games to help out your athletic department, is a very difficult thing to do. Buzz Peterson is a great friend, yes, but he can also coach, and that's a hard situation. You got 14 home games, 17 road games, and all those guaranteed games to help out your athletic department. Thank you.